Arkansas Attorney General Leslie Rutledge is joining a bipartisan coalition of 37 states calling on the Federal Communications Commission to press telephone service providers to block unwanted phone calls. The Attorney General says her office receives 10,000 consumer complaints annually about marketing scams.
On the spam phone calls that people get, that's probably the number one gripe I get as Attorney General. Every single where I go, every place I go, people are saying to me, Leslie, we are sick and tired of these phone calls. Please make them stop. So while they may not call the Attorney General's office, while they may not go online to file a complaint, that is the number one gripe I get from people because they're inundated by phone calls. And what is worrisome and problematic is that too many of these con artists are successful in taking money from Arkansas's most vulnerable.
Even though 200 million numbers are listed on the national Do Not Call registry, according to a recent policy and action white paper issued by Consumer Reports, both landlines and cell phones are now inundated with unwanted auto-dialed calls, many of them pre-recorded. Common scams include fake IRS agents, insurance providers, utility companies, and lottery vendors. And more scam calls are appearing on local caller IDs as legitimate numbers.
I'm asking the Federal Communications Commission to urge telephone providers to block illegal robocalls coming into Arkansans, because what happens is that these criminals, they will change the caller ID so it will look like a local phone number, whether it's a 479, 501, or 870, look like a local phone number so you will answer it, and then it's really someone calling, usually from out of country, trying to pretend to be a government entity, pretending to be a family member in need of financial resources. But we want the Federal Communication Commission to get our phone providers to block these phone calls.
Third-party phone apps are available to consumers to help screen out telemarketers and robocalls, but most require newer generation smartphones. The Consumer Reports research found U.S. phone companies have left it up to phone users to manage spam calls due to concerns that viable numbers may be blocked. But Attorney General Rutledge, who says she's received her fair share of scam calls, says phone companies have the technology to protect viable numbers.
If someone is altering the caller ID, they are up to no good. And so if the caller ID has been altered, that phone call should be blocked. They have the technology to block those phone calls. We must force our phone companies to use this technology to block those phone calls.
In 2017, the Federal Trade Commission received 4.5 million illegal robocall complaints, 2.5 times more than in 2014. Consumers, the report says, lose more than $350 million a year to phone scams.